Get one now. Everybody has one. They're almost gone. New, super deluxe, jumbo, handy, portable, lightweight, convenient, collapsible, pre-wrapped, easy to use, guaranteed, available in all sizes and designer colors. Get one now. Won't rust, tarnish, blister, crack, or peel. But it will cause tumors. I think the safety instructions that airline flight attendants deliver before departure could be greatly improved if they were simply a bit more honest and complete. They should include graphic descriptions accompanied by animated and live-action video of the devastating physical damage done to the human body during a crash. They should cite examples of various anatomical mutilations. They should also include a detailed description of the damage done to the lungs and skin by fire and smoke inhalation to demonstrate that surviving the impact of the crash alone is not always sufficient. People deserve the truth. Then, how about a more relaxed, breezy pre-flight announcement, done in the cadences of young people? Hi, listen, we'll be leaving soon. Then we're going to fly a while and get there, possibly this afternoon, okay? Later on, we'll chow down, have some brews, and maybe catch a movie, okay? And hey, try not to ring your bell a lot and wake us up, unless something really scary is going on, okay? Thanks. Oh, and by the way, the captain says do that thing with the belts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're leveling off at our cruising altitude. That means the cockpit crew will soon be lighting up and enjoying a few hits of something really nice we picked up in Hawaii. After about 6 hits, they're going to turn off the autopilot, take their hands off the controls, and let the plane do whatever it wants for a couple of minutes. The captain suggests you keep your seatbelts fastened during this period unless you have a strong appetite for blunt trauma. The captain has just turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. He didn't mean to, but the joint he was smoking fell in his lap, and when he jumped up, his head hit the switch. The captain has turned off the seatbelt sign, but he cautions you to stay alert, as sometimes these planes don't work as well as we'd like them to. The captain has just turned the seatbelt sign on again. Of course, he also stuffed a pound of walnuts up his nose, one by one, so you can decide for yourselves what you want to do about the belts. The pilots who give announcements from the cockpit while you're flying vary. They're not all the same. A socially responsible pilot might say, "On your right you will see Las Vegas, where millions of visitors are fleeced out of their hard-earned money each year by huge impersonal hotels originally built by brutal criminal syndicates and now owned by brutal criminal corporations. These large impersonal hotels have no concern for service or quality, but merely wish to generate more gambling activity because the advantage is heavily weighted toward the house. Whores and drugs are available at all hours." Poetic pilot. "Off to your right you'll see the Colorado River, as it snakes its way carefully through the ancient multicolored walls of the Grand Canyon, echoing mutely the dreams and disappointments of countless generations of red-skinned people who inhabited the great Southwest." He is an interesting pilot. "There's the house where John Gacy lived. If you look carefully in his backyard, you can see the top of the chute where he dropped the bodies of the 26 children he killed. Over on the right, we'll soon be coming up to the gas station where Ted Bundy picked up his 23rd victim. Altogether, he's thought to have killed between 36 and 50 young women, almost all of whom parted their hair in the middle." A political pilot. "Most of the farms you see used to belong to small farmers, but their land has been brutally repossessed by the greedy, grasping bankers, only to be bought up by huge agribusiness corporations who poison the land and produce tasteless food. These corporations receive billions of dollars a year from the taxpayers for no good reason except to enhance their wealth." Here's a pilot with the blues. "Ladies and gentlemen, I've been feeling kind of depressed lately. And I think you'll agree, we all share guilt for the world's suffering and deteriorating condition. Sometimes I ask myself, is it all worthwhile? Quite often I give up hope completely and try to think of interesting ways of killing myself that would get my name on television." Then we hear the sounds of a struggle in the cockpit.
"Ladies and gentlemen, we have just begun our gradual descent into the Indianapolis area, a descent similar in many ways to the gradual slide of the United States from a first-class world leader to an aggressive third-rate debtor nation of overweight slobs, undereducated slob children, and aimless elderly people who can't afford to buy medicine. The current conditions in Indianapolis, temperature 61 degrees, partly cloudy skies, winds from the southwest, and intense Midwestern boredom.